to the church at Philippi, chapter number 4. Have you ever thought why society is in the shape that it is? Have you thought about how society seems to be falling apart around us, day in and day out? Have you thought about how that things seem to wax worse and worse, decade after decade? Dear friends, it seems as though our society, our world, in fact, has more today than it has ever had. Technology has never been at the level that it is today. But so many in our world seems to be lacking much. I thought when I was looking at this scripture this past week, how that the Lord God Almighty, who loves us and cares for us, desires for us to hide. Now, this is not based on stuff. We all got stuff. Some of us has too much stuff. But the Lord wants us to have contentment in our life. And many today, dear friends, are lacking contentment. Paul's letter to the church of the Philippians, chapter number 4. Lord willing, today we want to be able to look at verses 10 through verse number 12. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of wealth, for I have learned in whatever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord began to speak of our heart, he began to remind us on how that so many in the world today is lacking much. You say, Brother Lee, why so many lacking so much in their lives? I tell you today, the reason that so many are without is because of their failing to put their faith and their trust in Jesus Christ. When I began to look here at Paul's letter to the church there at Philippi, we find a man who was suffering greatly. You say, Brother, how is he suffering? When you look here at the book of Philippians, you will find there that this is one of Paul's prison letters. When Paul penned this text, Paul was incarcerated for his service to Jesus Christ. And I thought about these things these days of late. You say, Brother, I'm just not happy. Oh, dear friend, I tell you, your happiness is based on circumstances, but your joy, your peace, it comes from the Lord. And here Paul was incarcerated. This man, under great persecution, he had a joy in his heart because he had a trust in God. Things may not be going in accordance to your way of thinking today, dear friend, but I tell you, on the authority of God's word, you don't have to live a life without. You can live a life of power through by the love and the benefits of knowing that you have a Lord who loves you. Amen. Oh, dear friends, when we begin to look at church at Philippi, the church of the Philippians had given to him a gift. They had sent to him some aid. Now Paul was not one who had asked, but they gave from their heart because they seen an opportunity to praise God and to honor God and to help one who was in the service of the Lord. I thought about that these days of late, when you see your friend with or without, old Paul was content. Oh, I tell you today, dear friend, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord of your life, you have everything that you need to be contented today. Oh, I tell you, the Holy Spirit, the one who indwells the heart of the believer, he will bring to us what it is that we need as we walk down life's way. Oh, dear friend, it ain't about what you don't have. Praise God! It is about what you do have if you have Jesus Christ as Lord of your life. You see, old Paul was incarcerated. Paul was suffering. And when this church reached out to him with a little love gift, it blessed his heart. When you see their friends, many no doubt felt that Paul was so down and lonely and he needed to pick me up. Oh, I tell you, dear friends, it blessed his heart that the Lord had already picked him up. The Lord had already instilled in him the joy and the peace that he needed in his life, no matter the circumstance or the situation. And I say that to say this, the same God that blessed Paul is the same God that has a desire to bless you. What so many are without today, what so many today are lacking, is contentment. Contentment. We find that the world around us seems to be in disarray. Society seems to be unraveling around us. Why? Because man has a desire and a craving to walk, to walk, to walk, to walk, and that need seems to never be satisfied. I thought about what Paul began to speak about here as he was celebrating, rejoicing because the Lord was blessing him. I thought as I looked here, Paul, in his letter writes, not that I speak in respect of want, where I've learned in whatever state I am, therewith to be content. What Paul was saying, whether I'm down and out, without a shekel in my pocket, or if I have great in abundance, just because that I know the Lord and that the Lord knows me, praise his glorious name, content I am I. Dear friends, the Lord has blessed us.
Amen.
To be content.
Yeah.
You said, well, Brother Lynn, I don't eat steak every day. Well, dear friends, I don't either. I eat a lot of bologna, but I like bologna. God blesses. God is good.
Yeah.
And here, old Paul, rejoice not in the amount of the gift, but he rejoiced because God blessed him with a gift and keeps on giving. And I thought, as I began to look at this passage of Scripture, I thought about many things that the great apostle wrote, or in his letter of 1 Timothy, as he was writing there to young Timothy, he tells us in 1 Timothy, in chapter 6, verses 6 through verse 8, he says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Oh, what do you mean by that? He said, I got God in my heart, my faith, and my trust is in him, and praise his glorious name. I'm not going backward. Through him I go forward. Great gain comes from knowing the Lord. And Paul also would write, for we bought nothing into this world, and it is certain we carry cross head. I brought nothing in. I'm taking nothing out. But praise be to God. Through the love of God, I have a place in glory.
Yeah.
Here old Paul was rejoicing. He was content. He was happy. He was at peace. I just wish that the world around us could find the contentment and the peace in the Lord.
Yeah.
Paul said this.
Yeah.
And having food and raiment, let us be therefore content. You see, dear friends, I look around. We may not have everything that the world has to offer. But God has met our needs according to His riches and glory. God is faithful. God is just. And God is true. And Paul was saying, no matter what state I may be in, come hell or high water, praise God, I'm going to be content. Some days are better than others. I wish, hope, and pray that you have a great day today. Some of you may fall by the wayside. Some of you may fall on hard times. But oh, I tell you, you can rest assured of this. No matter what may befall you, you can understand that the Lord God Almighty, He's steadfast. He's unmovable. He's always there. The prize left your life. Always. Always. That's how Paul could find contentment in the very pit of that prison. That's how that Paul could find joy and the peace that he needed in a world that was full of disarray. That's how that Paul would rejoice if he ate a moldy piece of bread or he sat down to the finest steak, because he knew that what he had and what he received, it was through the goodness of God. I want you to understand something today, dear friends. You didn't do Jesus a favor by coming to church. Jesus did you a blessing by enabling you to come. And we're to be content. We're to be joyful. We're to be hopeful. We're to be like old Paul. The world around us may be unraveling. Our families may be in disarray. There may be problems here and problems there and problems everywhere. But praise be to God, I can be content through the love of the Lord. What so many lacks today is contentment. Now they say, Lord, if you give me this, I'll be happy. Lord, if you will just change this or just tweak this, I'll be happy. I met a man one time who was very well to do in the automotive industry. And the topic came up of what would make you happy. He said, if I was to come in one morning and this sea of cars that he had, if every one of them was sold, everyone, he'd be happy for about an hour. Could you get it filled right back up? You see, dear friends, that's not contentment. You know what that is? That's greed. I tell you, friends, what's hindering the world today in their failing to see the love, the mercy, the goodness, and the caring, and the compassion of the Lord? Paul did. He didn't know if he was waiting on execution. He didn't know what, not just tomorrow would hold, he didn't know what the next hour would hold. But he knew that with what time he had and how that God had blessed him, he would learn to be content and to be thankful for what he has. You say to the Lord, what does commitment mean? It means to be happy, to be satisfied with the circumstances that are around you. I can't always help. what's going on around me. I can't always change what's going on with people I care for. There's things in my life that's just too big for me. But I do know that there's nothing that's too big for the Lord, and that the Lord will bless us and help us and enable us to be able to thrive in the midst of trial and tribulation. That's why that the writer of Hebrews tells us there in the book of Hebrews, there in chapter number 13, in verse number 5, he says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be contented with such things as you have." Listen, don't covet what your neighbor has. Be happy for your neighbor and be satisfied with what you have and give glory to God.
Amen.
Paul felt just as happy sitting in that prison cell. Had more joy in his heart than what the Roman leaders had that occupied the land. You say, well, how could that be? How could he have joy in his heart in the shape he was in? Because he knew Jesus. What is lacking today? People's relationship in knowing Jesus. You say, well, listen, Brother Lynn, I'm going through a hard time. Listen, we're all going through hard times. They ain't on one of us today. They ain't on one of us today. They don't have something on their heart that's concerning us. But I want you to understand something today, dear friends. If you wallow in it, and you moan in it, and you groan in it, the old devil himself will come about you and create havoc and pain in your heart. That's why the Word of God teaches us to be content with what we have and what we do for the glory of God. We all have something to cry about. We do. We all have something we're concerned about. But if we get to the point that hinders us with our relationship with God, it's wrong. What is wrong with the world today is their lacking commitment and contentment in their lives. To be content is to have that right relationship. When I looked here at the Word of God, I remembered something. Paul was in prison several different times for the preaching of the gospel. But if you go to 2 Timothy, you will find there that that is Paul's swan song. Paul is about to be martyred. He's about to go to the Roman gallows, and many skits, theologians and scholars and Bible history says he was more than likely beheaded. But as he was awaiting execution, he was content. He had joy. And I thought this past week that each and every one of us have something to rejoice in that know Jesus. 2 Timothy, chapter number 4, we learned that Alexander the coppersmith done much harm to Paul, caused him much trouble. We also learned that Paul was a praying man. And he tells us in verse 16 of 2 Timothy chapter number 4, he says, "And my first answer, an old man stood with me. All the so-called friends, all the associates seemed to fade away." Paul said, "And my first answer, an old man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge." You say, well, how can a man in that condition be content? How can he have joy in his heart? The same way we can. The same way we can. When Paul prayed, and he spoke about all that had left him, all that had brought great harm to him, Paul would say this in verse 17 of 2 Timothy chapter 4. notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that in me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles may hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Oh, what Paul is saying is that as the world had a desire to devour him, praise be to God, the Lord brought refuge, the Lord brought deliverance to his heart. Is the same Lord that desires to deliver you. That should bring a calmness. Let wipe away all the worries and woes and hardships we face. No! But the relationship that we have with the Almighty enables us to be able to stand in the harshness of life, in the pitfalls that we all have experienced. The Lord God is able. That's what man is lacking today, is contentment. If he could just be happy with what he has, not what it is that he don't have, he'll have joy in his heart. Do I want this world to be a better place? Yes. Do I want to see these kids fed and shoes on their feet? Yes. Does it break my heart when mama don't care and daddy don't care? And the only one that seems to care is those who embrace them. Yes. And I pray. And I strive. As do many of you. And God enables us because he gave us a contented heart. He said, Lynn, don't wallow in yours. Be concerned for them. You see, Paul was so concerned about the churches in Asia Minor that he laid himself to the side, not in a pity party, but in a time to rejoice and focus on God. Yeah. What was Paul thankful for? The Lord stood with me and strengthened me that by me, the preaching might be fully known. That's what brought him commitment. That's what brought him contentment. That's what brought him what he needed. Was his desire to follow God's will. You see, dear friends, we all have wants. We all have desires. An old preacher friend of mine that we used to minister with, he said, Brother Lynn, you know something? I said, what's that, brother? He said, a lot of needs are wanted to work on. Because it's want, need, must have. It's all about me. Who cares about you? What's lacking in our world today? Content. I thought long and hard, that if it be God's will, he'll make things happen. What we got to do is have the faith to trust him. You remember a man of God by the name of David? David started out as a shepherd, ended up as a king. David had been on the wrong side of the tracks and the right side of the tracks. He had been high, he'd been low, he'd been in all points in between. David had a contented heart. And the word tells us in Psalms 37, in verse number 25, David writes this, I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. What he's saying is that my God will provide. Your God will provide for you. That should bring satisfaction. That should bring joy and peace to our lives. Yeah. You say, well, Brother Lynn, what about this problem? And what about this issue? And what about this circumstance? And what about this thing that I'm facing? Pray. But allow God to bring contentment to your heart so that you can have peace to reflect upon him. Listen, There's things that you're facing in your life, and there's things that I'm facing in my life that's just too big for us. But I take comfort in knowing that there's nothing too big for you. That's why that old Paul had the mindset, oh, whether I stay or whether I go, I'm a winner either way. You heard that old song. That don't bring contentment to your heart, nothing. Listen, God wants you to be content. God wants you to be used by Him to make a difference in this old, cruel, hellish, evil world in which it is we live. But it's hard for you and I to do anything for the cause of Christ when we're not where we need to be with Him. We must put God first. And everything else will fall into place. Paul had a desire in his heart. Had that desire to praise God in good times and in bad, to rejoice and to give thanksgiving for the gift that he received, all the while being content in his relationship with the Lord. Let us today embrace contentment. And through and by the will of God, all things will be different in our lives. Let's stand here.